The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, the Ilui Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Meirenu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechreinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bas Zev Wolf Westreich, Olea HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara here in Kedushin on Daf Yud Ches, at the bottom of the Aleph and the Sugyon on the Beis, brings a machloikis tanoim. The halacha is that a father has the ability to marry off his daughter who is under the age of 12. And the Torah says also that the father has the ability to sell his daughter as an Omer Ivri. He could sell her as a slave to somebody else that she should work for him until she turns 12. When she turns 12, she goes free. So the daughter of a person is considered in his Rishus. He can either sell her or he can marry her off. So the Gemara has a discussion. What happens if he has already sold her? Let's say he sold her and now he wants to sell her again. Or let's say he married her off and for whatever reason that marriage did not last. He got divorced, the husband died. Can he sell her now as an Oma Ivriya? So the Gemara says, Midarshan Apostik. Apostik says, La'am Nachri La'yimsha L'machra Bevigdoiva. Literally means La'am Nachri to a foreign nation. He cannot be moishal, he cannot rule over her lamachra to sell her bivig doiva. So the discussion in the Gemara, the Machlokes Tanaim, centers around what does bivig doiva mean? What exactly does it mean? So we have a Machlokes. Everyone agrees that shivchus achar ishus is not allowed. Once she was already married, she leaves the Rishus of the father, she goes into the Rishus of the husband, even if subsequently she gets divorced or if the husband dies, she does not return to the Rishus, to the possession of her father. So therefore the father has no rights anymore, he cannot marry her off again, he cannot sell her again, she is completely out of his Rishus. The question is, the Machlokes Tanaim is, what's the halacha of Shivchus Acher Shivchus? What's the halacha if he sold her as a Shivcha, and then for whatever reason, she was able to go free. And then after she goes free, she returns to the possession of the Rishus of the father. She's not someone who, Isha, who after she gets married, now she gets divorced, the husband dies, and she's not considered in the Rishus of the father anymore. She returns to the Rishus of the father. And now the question is, can he sell her a second time or not? So the Gemara says that it's a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer, and the Gemara has different drashas depending on how you darshan the psukim. One way it's a question of what the word bevigdoiva means, exactly if it means a lashon of beged or a lashon of begido. When the Gemara has a discussion in a machloikis if a person is allowed to sell his daughter the shivchas achar shivchas for to be a shivcha the second time around. That is the sugi over here in the Gemara. The halacha of the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Avodah and Perek Tav, halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam Paskins that ain odom yochel limkor is bita l'shivcha sachar ishus, a person cannot sell her to be a shivcha after she was once married, avol moichro l'shivcha achar shivchos. If she was a shivcha, she was an om hevriya, and now, for whatever reason, the Rambam gives an example that the halacha is that the master is allowed to marry her. It's called a mitzvah yud that the Gemara discusses later on in the next daf. And then he died, or if he divorced her, and now she goes back to being in the rishus of the father. Then the halacha is, she's still a ketana, he has the ability to sell her a second time. That is the way the Rambam paskens. So according to this Gemara, this pasuk la'am nachri la'yimsha l'machra bevig doiva seems to be referring to the father. The Torah is telling the father that according to whichever shita we hold. If I hold like the shita that holds shivchos after shivchos is aser, so the Torah is telling the father that you cannot sell her to be a shivcho after she was already a shivcho once. Or alternatively, the Torah is telling us that once you married her off, you cannot sell her, the father cannot sell her as a shivcho anymore. That's what comes out from our Gemara. Now we have a difficulty that the Rishonim explain this pasuk differently. Rashi in Chumash on this pasuk says that from this pasuk we la'am nochi la'yimsha l'machra. Rashi says she'enei rashai l'machra lo'y ha'odayin v'lo'y ha'av. Rashi says that this pasuk tells us, besides the fact that it tells us that the father cannot sell her again under certain circumstances, the pasuk is also telling us that the master, the person who owns this Amariya now, and she is obligated to work for him, he does not have the ability to sell her to somebody else. So this pasuk is not only talking, is not only speaking to the father of this girl, the pasuk is also speaking to the master of this girl, and he's telling the master, the Torah is telling this other, you are not able, you are not allowed to sell this girl to somebody else. And in fact, this halacha is brought down by the Rambam. In the Perek Dav Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, "Ein ha'odon yachal limkor amar riyo." The master cannot sell an amar riyo. V'loy litna le'ish acher. He can't give her away to somebody else. Bein rochik, bein koriv, whether he's a relative or not a relative. V'yimachar einosan. Says the Rambam. Let's say he did it. He went against the Torah and he did it. Loy osa klum, he did nothing. It does not work. He does not have the power to transfer the Amar Riyah to someone else's possession, someone else's rishos. Shenemar, how do we know this? From where do we learn this? La'am nochri lo yimsho l'mokro bevig deiva. Says the Rambam, we learned it out of our pasuk, the pasuk that our Gemara is discussing. We see from here that the other, the master, does not have the ability to sell her or give her away. So the Rambam also understands that this pasuk is not only limited to speaking about the father, the pasuk is speaking about the master, and it's telling us that the odin does not have the ability to sell her. Similarly, we find a different halacha that's mentioned in the Mechilta, which is the Medrash on this pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The Mechilta says that we see from this pasuk, what is this pasuk telling us? It's azhara. It's telling us there is a lav, an iser, leveisdin, shaloyim kirena lenachri. This is azhara, not on the father, and it doesn't seem to be azhara on the odin either. This is azhara on bezdin, that bezdin does not have the ability, is not allowed, shaloyim kirena lenachri, not to sell her lenachri. Now, nachri can have two interpretations. Nachri literally means a foreigner. Nachri could mean someone who is not the Odin himself, and the Mechilta could be saying that the Odin does not have the ability to sell her to anybody else. It's also possible to explain that Nachri means a guy, that there is an Isser for the Bezin, or anyone else for that matter, to sell her to a guy. A goy does not have the ability to acquire Omer Rian. In fact, it seems that the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs in the Sherish Hashmini, the Ramban al Torah, understands that this is talking about a goy. The Ramban also understands over there in Chumash that the Azhara is really, the Torah is really speaking to the father. That the father has Azhara, Shloim Kirena Lugut Menachri, that he's not allowed to sell her to a goy. Valkoponim, we find that there are different explanations for this pasuk. Our Gemara understands that the pasuk is speaking to the father, and the pasuk is telling the father that you're allowed to sell her as a shivcha the first time, but the second time, shivchas either shivchas achar ishus or shivchas achar shivchas, he's not allowed to sell her. But we find, on the other hand, that the Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam explain this pasuk is discussing the other, the master, and the master is not allowed to sell her. So the question is how we reconcile these two things. V'oid is another question. Because when the Ramban says that over here, when he quotes this Mechilta, and the Mechilta itself really says, Azhara levezdin, that this is an Azhara to Bezdin, not to sell it to a Nakri. Now, Azhara means that there's a lav involved, there's an Isser. The Torah says that you are not allowed to sell her to a Nakri, and if someone would to go ahead and sell her to a Nakri, there would be over an Aveira. It's an Aveira, it's a lav. It might be Malkus. In our Gemara, when our Gemara talks about the father selling his daughter for Shivchas Achar Ishus, or Shivchas Achar Shivchas, he's selling her as a Shivcha at a time when he's not supposed to, the Gemara never says that if he goes ahead and sells her, he's over a lav. In fact, it would seem the opposite. The Gemara over here is explaining that the Torah is saying that the person does not have the ability. He does not have the ability to sell her if she was already married. She's out of his rishus. She's not considered in the rishus of the father anymore. So the father does not have the ability. He is not able, he's not capable of effecting such a sale to somebody else. You cannot sell her as a shibkel. The same way you can't sell somebody, you can't sell his daughter when she's over 12 years old. It's not just, it's not an isser. The Torah is not saying it's also to do it, but the Torah says that she's not under your control. You can't do that. The same way you can't sell something you don't own yourself. You can't sell stama person. You can't sell someone who's not your daughter at all. So you cannot sell. Torah is saying you cannot sell a shivchas achar ishus because she's not in rishus anymore. So in such a circumstance, the Gemara would seem to say that there's no lav involved. There's no iser. In fact, the Rambam seems to say there is no iser involved. The Rambam seems to say that even by the other, the Rambam doesn't say clearly that there is some sort of lav involved. Nevertheless, that's clear. Everyone agrees, all the Rishonim agree that there is a lav in the Torah. Lo yimshul l'machra, this pasuk is counted as a lav. So obviously one of these two cases has to be, there has to be a case where he sold the girl to someone and he was over a lav. So we have a big problem. We have a big discrepancy over here. We have two discrepancies, really. One discrepancy is whether the pasuk is speaking to the father, or if the pasuk is speaking to the master. We have another discrepancy, is the pasuk telling us that this is something which is usur to do, something what someone is not allowed to do, or is the Torah saying something that you are not capable of doing? It's an act that a person does not have the ability to effect such a kinyan. So we find that this issue is dealt with by the Sefer Ma'in HaChokhmah. Sefer Ma'in HaChokhmah is a sefer on explaining the Tarag Mitzvahs. And over here in this mitzvah, in Parashas Mishpatim, he explains that really, the real pasuk, the pasuk L'Yimshol L'Machra, is really an azhar. It's really coming to tell me that it's a lav. It's coming to tell me something which it is usur to do. Who is the Torah talking to? The Torah is speaking to the master. And the Pashas, when you read the Psukim, it seems like that as well. That the Pasuk is telling the master, the other who bought this Amariya, there are certain rules, what you can do and what you are not allowed to do. So the Torah is saying, the other does not have the ability to sell her to certain people. La'am Nachri, La'im Shalomachra, he's not allowed to sell her to somebody else. He owns her, he can work her, she has to work for him, but he does not have the ability to sell her away or give her away. This that the Gemara by us in Kiddushin makes a drosha that the father does not have the ability, he is not capable of selling her, shivchas achar shivchas, or shivchas achar ishus, that the Gemara never says that this is the explanation of the first half of the pasuk of la'am nachri lo yimshol l'machra. The Gemara only darshins the last two words of the pasuk, bevigdoi vo. Says the Ma'in HaChokhmah, this is only a drosha. This is a drosha, this is not the pshutei shel mikra, this is not the pashup shat in the pasuk, this is a drosha. And the drosha is not coming to tell me that anything about the lav, about the iser, what I am allowed or what I am not allowed to do. The pasuk is coming to tell me a completely different halacha, which is not relevant to the beginning. The pasuk is coming to tell me that there are certain cases where the father does not have the ability to sell his daughter, either after she was married once or after she was already sold once, according to each opinion, according to his own opinion. So, according to the Ma'in HaChokhmah, we split the pasuk in half. The pasuk is telling us two separate halachas. The beginning of the pasuk is telling us a lav and is speaking to the master. The end of the pasuk is speaking to the father and is telling us what you are not allowed to do. That is one possibility that we could explain this pasuk. This explanation will not completely work according to the Ramban. We mentioned before that the Ramban explains the Mechilta. When the Mechilta says Azhar Levezin Shleim Kirenu Lenokri, that there is a lav. It says clearly in the Mechilta there's an Isser to sell it to a Nokri, and the Ramban understood that the Isser over there is an Isser on the father, not an Isser on the Odin. It's not an Isser on the master, the seller. According to our explanation, the beginning of the pasuk should only be explaining an Isser on the master, not an Isser on the father. So the Ramban would not seem to fit with this explanation, because according to the Ramban, even the beginning of the pasuk is speaking to the father, and it's telling us things Isurim on the father. So it would be difficult to split. We could still possibly explain the Ramban the way we said. But it's possible to say, give a slightly different explanation. What we want to speak about, the lav. So the Torah says, La'am machri lo yimshal l'machra. The Torah says, there is a lav, a person is not allowed to sell his daughter under certain circumstances, or sell this person, sell this girl. If he's the other, he's not allowed to sell. Now the Torah doesn't say, La'am machri lo yimkar. La'am machri lo yimkar, that would mean lo yimkar, you're not allowed to sell. The Torah adds an extra word. The Torah says, La'am machri, like Yimshal Machra. Yimshal comes from the word Memshalo, means to rule over, to show your domination, to show that you are powerful and you have power over another person. So there's an extra word in this pasuk, like Yimshal Machra. What does the pasuk mean when the pasuk says like Yimshal Machra? Why did the Torah just say like Yimkar? What exactly is the Torah teaching us? So we can suggest, and it's sort of Merum is in the Ma'ayin HaChochm itself over there, when he says, when he explains this pshat, that Layim Shalom Machra, the Torah is saying that the lav, the actual Isser, when somebody goes ahead and sells this girl to someone who he's not allowed or not supposed to sell her to, so we could have said that the lav is the act of sale. The fact that you're doing a mechira, the Maisa Mechira itself is the Avera, and that is the Avera that a person is doing. And then we can have a discussion. The Gemara has a discussion when someone does an Avera, and the Avera is supposed to affect the Chalois, affect a certain act. Does the act actually take place, or is the act bottled because you're going against the Ratzon HaTorah? So we can have a discussion of Yavid Loi Mahani. Do we say that the Kinyan actually takes effect, or do we say the Kinyan does not take effect? That's a Sugyan itself, a different discussion. However, that would all be true if the Torah would have said that the Isser is to sell her. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says, La Yimshal L'machra. The Torah says the Isser is not the Maisa Mechira itself. The Isser is La Yimshal. The Isser is the fact that you are showing your dominance over this girl, that you have the ability to sell her. It's not the Maisa Mechira. When you perform a Maisa Mechira, you are over the Isser of showing you are Mishila, you are a Moshel over this person. And that is the Isser. The Isser is not the Mechira. The Isser is La Yimshal L'machra. If being that that's the case, that's what the Torah is saying, we can suggest that if somebody does some sort of action, some sort of sale to this girl, and the Torah says that under certain circumstances this action is a good action, something that a person has the ability to do, that's not called being Moshel. Torah says that a father has the ability to sell his daughter as a shifcha. He cannot always sell his daughter as a shifcha, there are certain conditions. So we dash in the pasuk that shifcha sachar ishus, shifcha sachar shifchus, he does not have the ability to sell her. That's true. There's certain cases he does not have the ability to sell her. But if were he to go ahead and sell her under those conditions, shifchus achar shifchus, or shifchus achar ishus, we would not be able to say that what he's doing is a moishel. He's dominating over her shaloi kahalocha. That's not cool that he was moishel l'machra. True, it doesn't work. It's not chal. But you cannot say in such a situation that the father was over alav. If somebody who is not the father, the master, tries to sell her, so he's doing something he doesn't have any right to do. The Torah never gave him the right to sell her. Or if the father goes and tries to sell her to a guy, that's something that the Torah never gave him the right to do. So in such a case, he would be over the level of Yimshul Machra. Vashenkein, if he decides to sell her to a regular person, a regular Jewish person, where the Torah said that that action is sometimes a good action, that's not called being Moshul Shaloi Kahalocha. However, so he's not over the lab, but we have a drosha from the end of the pasuk that such a mechira does not work.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.